So hi, I'm Kira, and I'm 13 years old, and I go to the Jewish Day School of Metropolitan Seattle. And I use a range of digital technologies, including computers, my laptop, my cell phone, and digital cameras, TV, and my personal favorites, my iPod, iHome, and iTunes. And I'm on the computer for about an hour and a half, 2 hours, I don't really know, a day, because we often work on our laptops in class, and our school provides computers for us to do schoolwork on. And I don't really watch that much TV, just don't really have that much time to during the week, and I only watch American Idol on Tuesdays and Wednesdays, and some shows on the weekend too. And I don't have the internet or text messaging on my cell phone, and the only time I bring it along with me is when I go to a party or an event and I need to call my parents, tell them when to pick me up, or on the way to the event and me and my friends are in the car and we're just, messing around with them and taking pictures and stuff. But I play the iPod through the car on most days on the way to school, which is about a half an hour drive. And my favorite technology is my iPod because I like to listen to music and get new songs through iTunes. And I can also upload pictures from the digital camera onto my iPod through the computer. And I'm not only listening to it through headphones all the time, because I'm a competitive dancer on a team. And whenever we get a new routine to learn, I purchase the song from iTunes with a lot of gift cards that people give me. And then I plug it into an iHome, which is a type of iPod docking station, and practice the dance. So I'm not getting exercise from technology. So I'd say that my sense of self hasn't been formed that much by technologies. There wasn't such thing, which would be kind of sad, but if there wasn't, I probably wouldn't be that much different. And I am my friends probably more often than I talk to them on the phone. I want to call them if I want to have a sleepover, but I don't call them to be like, hi, how's it going? I am them more often, which is a lot of fun because we can send smileys and winks, and I can talk to a whole bunch of friends at once. And I am my friend who lives in Calgary, Canada, without paying that much. And I don't really give out my email. Actually, no, I never give out my email address or address to anyone online. And I don't really go to online chat rooms. And it's not very safe, and it's not smart either. And thanks to my iPod, I can easily practice my routines. So I've never really used any of the technologies politically or anything like that. And the concerns I have are, 1, creepy people online, 2, viruses that might crash my computer, and 3, weird pop-ups. But fortunately, most of these can be easily avoided by going to the right websites, getting antivirus programs, and pop-up blockers. And our school is pretty strict about not going on YouTube, MySpace, IM, iTunes, and all that jazz during the day, which I can't understand. But I kind of wish that they'd let us do that sort of stuff during recess. Well, and I haven't before. But sometimes, working on my homework during recess, I get bored and want to watch something on Google Video or something like that. And I'm not allowed to. And also, I recently banned iPods, and I wasn't so cool with that either. And adults sometimes assume that when you're on the computer IMing, it's not your friend, but actually some stalker or something. But kind of have to relax, because kids know the computer really well, and most of us know who's who. And I like to say that technology is a great thing, not something to be totally concerned about or worried about. And I'm not that technology obsessed, I guess I could say, because I have a lot of better things to do. So yeah. Any questions? Yeah.
Why did you school ban iPods?
My teachers are over there. You can just ask them. I kind of want to say the right thing. Probably because it might be distracting, and don't really want to be, maybe the risk of listening to iPods during class, which I don't at all. I really don't. But you don't want to do, because obviously it distracts you. So yeah. Any other questions? You on there. Yeah, so usually I'll be on the computer probably doing my homework or doing something else, and it'll pop up and say so-and-so is online. And then so I said a little conversation with them. And I am my friends from school, and I have like one friend that I said that lives in Canada that I just IM'd, and another friend that doesn't go to the school anymore, actually even two friends that don't go to my same school as me anymore, who I IM, and I've never IM'd someone that I've never met before. Yeah, I don't really plan to. Change? When someone gets a new email or when somebody just gets MSN Messenger, then I just add them. And which isn't very often because we've mostly had IM for a while, since like fifth grade or something. So yeah. Any other questions? You. Over there. It really depends, because most of the time we'll just be like talking, you know, like, hey, how was that test go today, or like, did you watch that TV show or something like that? And if we have a question, then I'll be like, hey, Maya, what's the homework tonight or something, if I forget. Yeah. They take it away and give it to you the next day? If you close your computer, I guess, and they don't like you to, and you're not allowed to do any stuff like that, so they just make you stop, and you get in trouble, and yeah, probably get, like, recent detention or something.